ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
This is a goal of life.
And
one can achieve this by having association with pure devotees. And realizing that it is in one's best interest to give everything to Krishna. Just by giving everything to Krishna, one realizes that I actually become nourished. Prahlad Maharaj says, when you decorate your face, then the reflection in the mirror is also decorated. Because we are part of Krishna. We're like that reflection in the mirror. And when we give to Krishna, then we actually become decorated. Or the Srimad Bhagavatam says, when you water the root of a tree, then all the leaves and branches become nourished. And Prabhupada tells a story about how the senses became envious that the stomach was eating everything. And they all got together for a secret meeting. They said the stomach is only enjoying everything. And we're all working hard, collecting the food and cooking it, picking it up, putting it in the mouth. And the stomach just sits there and enjoys. No more. We're not going to do this. So they went on strike. But 3 days later, they were feeling terrible. So they came back together and said, let's go back to work. And when they did their natural work of feeding the stomach, then they felt great. So the question is, who is it that will give everything to Krishna? Because after all, everyone is self-interested. The only problem is I've mistaken what myself is. Shukadeva Goswami says, Atmanam Akhilatmanam, that Krishna is the soul of my soul. So the devotees figure out the great secret of life. And that is by giving their life and their energy simply to satisfy Krishna. Then they become satisfied. And the opposite is when I try to give everything to myself, I become dissatisfied. And I don't even have to try, I just have to start thinking how to satisfy myself. And immediately I'll be dissatisfied. And if someone simply thinks how to satisfy Krishna, that person will immediately feel satisfied. what to speak if he or she actually does something. So this example of Dadichi is something that we can always keep in our mind. We may not be able to imitate him, but we can try to follow in his footsteps. And when the time comes to donate our body, or I should say, when time comes to give up the body, if we've already given it, there's no real problem. My only problem at death is I'm thinking that I'm losing something. But if you preemptively give it away, then you have nothing to lose. And now we'll take a few reflections. We welcome all the devotees from Tokyo who've joined online all over Japan, and all the great souls who are listening on the internet. So if anyone would like to make a reflection, you can speak up online. And if you're on internet watching on Facebook, you can type in a text and you can make a reflection. Anything that you heard from the class that's stuck in your mind. But you better be fast because we only have 3 minutes. Maru Mangala Prabhu.
He felt, you said simplicity, talked about simplicity. So when you know the simplicity, then not again.
Shindi.
The truth is simplicity.
Yeah. Truth is very simple. Is very simple. Truth. We are part of the person of Krishna. Yeah. Who said that? Shukadeva Goswami said that my soul is Krishna.
Yeah, Shukadeva Goswami said, Atmanam Akilatmanam. Krishna is the soul of my soul.
So Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna wa atasuna tamashi no tamashi.
If I realize this, then I naturally become simple.
If he realizes this, he naturally becomes simple. Yeah, nice point. And also, if one lives in that truth, then one's life becomes simple also. Many complications come from trying to be something I'm not. What are the reflections? Anything you heard that stuck? Yes.
もっともっとリボーディーとして今の命でやっていって 貯金を作りたいっていうことが潜在意識の中にあるから命が出せないんじゃないかって私は思います。自分のこと考え
て。 So she says、when Krishna says to give up your body for me, it's very simple. But the reason because we're attached to it is because us, even as a devotee, we feel like we're not doing enough. We're not doing enough devotional service. We're not serving Krishna. So she feels like, I still have something that I need to do with this body to serve Krishna. It's not completed. So therefore, in her case, she feels like her attachment to her body comes from that also. If you just live fully now for Krishna, then it's easy to give up your body. But because you have that attachment of, well, I can do more for Krishna, you know, so that makes it harder.
It's the same thing. Using your body for Krishna's purpose is also giving up your body. In the story of Devaki coming home from her wedding, her brother Kamsa grabs her by the hair when he hears that her son is going to kill him. And he pulls his sword. And then Vasudev, or her husband, tries to save her. And in that section, Shukadeva Goswami says that the first duty of every living being is to avoid death. Because you need the body to serve Krishna. But ultimately, one avoids death by surrendering one's body to Krishna. In this life. And Rupa Goswami says, Iha yasya haridasya karmana manasa gira nikila apyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. One who uses his or her body fully in Krishna's service. Is called a liberated soul, even while living in the body. Anything? Any text? We're looking at any text from Facebook. Hare Krishna from Ananda Viharini. In Bloomington, Illinois. Let's hear it for Bloomington, Illinois. No, more than that. That's Bloomington. Let's give it her a big hand. That's about a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3. Govinda Viharini. Priti Ghosh from New York. Haribo!
Magda,
Krishna's our best friend who owns everything. Haribo! Okay. Well, Mukaravin checked in also. Haribo! Well, thanks to all the devotees from who joined in today to listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Vancha Kalpa Durubhasha Kripa Sundabe Vacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnave Namo Namaha.
Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman.